Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Now some rain in the mix. Imagine that. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. Now, let's get started. Here's Kane with traffic. And oh yeah, we're talking about Election Day.
Good morning, everyone. From the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Saraland PD working one accident where a car left the roadway, went through a fence off of Celeste Road and Brewer Road near S&S Marine. For now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are telling us accident-free conditions. A good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Welcome back to Market in the Park, running every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by for locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, flowers, and soaps, and so much more. See them at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny, with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
My name is Justin Burke, and I was a corporal in the Marine Corps.
My name is Ruby Burke.
I was in the Marine Corps for 4 years, and I had one deployment.
The landlord was raising our rent.
The way we found out about Operation Homefront is we checked out their Homes on the Homefront program. 10 days later, we got a phone call saying that we were granted that house.
They are literally changing lives.
Help us serve America's military families. Donate today at OperationHomefront.org.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
I am honored tonight by the people of Alabama to be the Republican nominee for the office of governor of the state of Alabama.
Governor Ivey last night in her speech went on for about 6.5 minutes. We'll get more on that. The next closest Republican in the primary, Huntsville Mayor Tommy Battle.
Thank you for allowing me to do this for the last year. You have indulged me as I have run for this race, and you have been very supportive and very kind. And thank you for doing that. Tomorrow, I go back to doing what I was doing before this. I go back to being mayor of one of the greatest cities in the world.
You know, not even getting 50% of the vote in his... Now, it's not just Huntsville, but Huntsville and the surrounding areas, because, Mayor Battle has he's mayor of the biggest city in that area. And so it's not just the Huntsville votes, but you would think the North Alabama, his brand name in North Alabama is strong, not strong enough to beat the quasi-incumbent Governor Kay Ivey, yeah. Not even in his backyard.
Turns out that she didn't need to debate after all.
That's
did
right.
Did not need to debate the other candidates, came away with over 50% of the vote. Pretty dominant win last night for the governor.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to get into that coming up. Let's run through some of the numbers we have right now. Of course, like we said, Kay Ivey, 56%. Of the vote. In other words, no runoff. 25% of the vote for Tommy Battle, Scott Dawson with 13%, and Bill Hightower with 5% of the vote. On the Democrat side, it was an easy win for Walt Maddox, the Tuscaloosa mayor, over Sue Bell Cobb with 29%, Walt Maddox 55%, Sue Bell Cobb 29%. James Fields, 8%, Anthony White, 3%, Doug Smith, 3%, and Chris Countryman, 2%. Alabama Lieutenant Governor's race. Here we go. Now we're getting into the runoff, and we have Twinkle Kavanaugh with 43% of the vote. Will Ainsworth, Representative Will Ainsworth with 37% of the vote, and State Senator Rusty Glover, local guy here, 20% of the vote. So we're going to look for a runoff in the Alabama Lieutenant Governor's race. That's first on your list. Now, here locally, backyard politics, as Senate District 32, which is probably out of the Senate districts in our area, no, not probably, has been the most highly contested Senate district in this primary cycle. On the Republican side, Chris Elliott, right now a Baldwin County Commissioner, running for state Senate, 39% of the vote. David Northcutt, a dentist, first time in the political mix, 33% of the vote. City Councilman from down in Orange Beach, Jeff Boyd, 21% of the vote, and Bill Roberts at 7% of the vote. So right now you're looking at a runoff in AL 32, Alabama Senate District 32. Chris Elliott, 39%. David Northcutt, 33%. Those are the two names you'll see in the runoff. On the Democrat side, in District 33, Vivian Figures, of course, a well-known political commodity in our area, 67%. No problem against her competition, Victor Crawford and Michael Cooley. Alabama Senate District 34, this one was pretty contentious as well, but only two people in it, so there can only be one winner, and that is Jack Williams. 64% of the vote for Jack Williams over Mark Shirey, an optometrist in our area. 36% of the vote. Alabama Representative District 64, Harry Shiver with 56% of the vote over Stephen Sexton. That goes to him. And then in the Alabama State Representative District 65 on the Democrat side, Elaine Beach, the incumbent, 68% of the vote, easily beating Marcus Castor and Ozell Hubert. On the Alabama State Representative District 96 on the Democrat side, Maurice Horsey, easily winning over Webb Whiting. Alabama State Representative District 97, a well-known name as well politically around here, Adeline Clark, the incumbent, 68% over Levi Wright, 32%. Alabama State Representative District 99, here we go. This was the this is the seat that was being vacated by the long-sitting Representative Buskey. He was out, and remember we talked how many names were in the mix, how many people had signed up to run for this office. There were, what, over seven? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine people in that mix. But former mayor of the city of Mobile, Sam Jones, winning that Democrat primary, 57% of the vote, which is really saying something for Sam Jones, because when you have that many people in a race and you don't end up with a runoff.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah,
it is. He was the only one to get over 1,000 votes, yep. and he got over 3,000 at that.
Yeah, Sam Jones, 3,141 votes. Second place, though, former judge here in the city of Mobile, Herman Thomas, with 879 votes in second place. And on down the list as you went up, even names that are well done, like Burton LaFleur, only getting 6% of the vote in that. But that goes to Sam Jones. Also, AL State Representative District 102, this is Mobile County, Northwest Mobile County area. Shane Stringer, 49% of the vote. Willie Gray, 44% of the vote. Shane Stringer, one-time Satsuma Police Chief Shane Stringer, Willie Gray, publisher of the Call News. They will be in a runoff in AL 102. Alabama Representative District 105, win outright for Chip Brown, 54% of the vote over Janet Oglesby at 20%, but that goes to Chip Brown. Also, in the Attorney General's race on the Republican side in the primary, we're looking at a runoff here, and this has to be the most evenly, I'll put it in Sullivanese here, most evenly spread peanut butter on the toast out of any of the races I've seen here. And so you had four people competing for the Republican nomination for Alabama Attorney General. You had the incumbent, Steve Marshall. Then you had the one-time, the former Attorney General, Troy King. Also Alice Martin and Chess Bedsall in the mix. But it is Steve Marshall, the incumbent, with 28% of the vote. Troy King, the former AG, with 28% of the vote. Now, there's a separation of about 1,000 between those two men, but they're both coming in with 28% of the vote. In other words, they're going to a runoff. Alice Martin with 23%, and Chess Bedsall, the newcomer, with 20% in the mix. On the Democrat side, for the Attorney General, Joseph Siegelman, 54% of the vote, wins that outright. Alabama Secretary of State, track meet for John Merrill. 72% of the vote over Michael Johnson. On the Democrat side for Secretary of State, Heather Milam was 64% over Lula Albert. On treasurer, a well-known political name down in our neck of the woods, of course, his brother, a state representative, and this man, a longtime ag commissioner here, John McMillan, running for state treasurer, 61% of the vote, and wins outright the Republican nomination for treasurer. On the auditor side, another local name, of course, Jim Ziegler, the incumbent, 56% of the vote over Stan Cook and Elliot Lipinski. On the ag commissioner side, here we go, another runoff, and that runoff will be between Rick Pate, who got 40% of the vote, and Gerald Dial, who got 30% of the vote, so put that on your runoff list. Public Service Commission, this one's really pretty interesting. This is Alabama Public Service Commission, place one. This is a race that is being run in this primary between the Republican that was early on, first of all, the incumbent Jeremy Oden, but this Jim Bonner, who was a vetted Republican candidate by the Alabama Republican Party, that over last weekend had the Alabama GOP pull back and say, he's not a qualified candidate.
Yeah. And
he got 50% of the vote as well.
Still got 50% of the vote.
So we're looking, at this situation because there are only two people in there. Even though it's 50%, the actual numbers, 217,032 votes for Jeremy Oden, 214,241 for Jim Bonner. This gives the win to Jeremy Oden, the incumbent. Also place two on the Public Service Commission, Chip Beaker, the incumbent, 69%, which is nice. He wins over Robin Lineker. Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice on the Republican side, Tom Parker, over Lynn Stewart, the incumbent. So Lynn Stewart, of course, the person holding that job, Tom Parker, winning with 52% of the vote. Alabama Supreme Court Justice, place one. You have a runoff there. Brad Mendenheim, the incumbent, with 43% of the vote. Sarah Stewart, at 134,000 votes, 29%. So there's a runoff there. Also, Supreme Court Justice, place four. Jay Mitchell winning that, 72% over John Bahagel. And on Alabama Civil Appeals, place one. That will be a runoff as well between Christy Edwards and Michelle Thomason. Alabama Civil Appeals, place two. Chad Hansen, 53% of the vote over Terry William Thomas, the incumbent. That's a win in that primary for Chad Hansen. Alabama Criminal Appeals, place one on the Republican side. Richard Minor, 66% of the vote, beating Riggs Walker. Alabama Criminal Appeals, place two. Chris McCool with 42% of the vote. Rich Anderson, 35%. Dennis O'Dell, 23%. That's a runoff there for that AL Criminal Appeals, place two, between McCool and Anderson. And Alabama Criminal Appeals, place three. Bill Cole over Donna Bolio. That is 60% to 40%. No runoff there. Also here locally, backyard politics. Mobile County District Judge, place four on the Republican side of the primary. George Zogby, 48% of the vote. Spiro Chirikotis, 40% of the vote. Derek Williams, 12% of the vote. Another runoff here between Zogby and Chirikotis. That will, I tell you what, we'll run to a break here, come back and update from Kelly and some other headlines, and also go through all the statistics from yesterday. And of course, hear from you on the text line at 343-0106.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough, or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 244 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just two sandwiches for $4. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2 for $4 mix and match breakfast.
For limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. A homeless man suspected of attacking a woman and attempting to rape her in downtown Mobile is in jail this morning. Police say 43-year-old Douglas Dunson attacked a woman in the parking garage of the RSA Tower around 9 o'clock yesterday morning.
If this person attacked in the broad daylight, the RSA Tower, this is a busy place.
No arrests yet in Mobile's latest homicide. Police say a man was shot in his head late yesterday afternoon on St. Stephen's Road. He died at the hospital. We did see someone being put in the back of a police car, but no one has been booked in the Mobile Metro Jail on a murder charge, according to jail records. Neighbors in some Northwest Florida neighborhoods are keeping an eye out for bears. There have been dozens of bear sightings in the past couple months in Navarre. Many of those sightings were caught on surveillance cameras. You can see those videos on our website, WKRG.com. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Gulf Coast Tools is open in their new location, still in Foley at the Outdoor Center, now facing Highway 59. For a wide selection of name brand and off-brand tools, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, and Craig, visit locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Save time, save money, and get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Stop by their new location today at the Outdoor Center in Foley.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
622 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. More primary election results to report this morning as a sheriff's race puts a troubling chapter to rest in the state after Chief Jonathan Horton wins the Republican primary for the Etowah County Sheriff's seat. Horton is expected to be the county's next sheriff, as there are no Democrats or independent candidates on the ballot for the general election. If this job sounds familiar, it made national news after reporting by AL.com revealed back in March that the current sheriff, Todd Inchkin, had personally kept more than $750,000 worth of funds allocated to feed inmates in the county jail, which he oversees as sheriff. The Etowah County Sheriff, Todd Inchkin, has conceded to Rainbow City Police Chief Jonathan Horton and did so about 8:15 last night following early returns showing Horton with an overwhelming lead. The Etowah County's probate office reported Tuesday night that with 34 of the county's 35 ballot boxes counted, Horton had received more than 12,000 votes compared to Inchkin, who received a little more than 6,700 votes. As for Horton, he says, quote, "I thank God and my wife, and I believe that this is a credit to running a clean, transparent campaign." A 7-month-old Virginia child, the subject of an Amber Alert on Sunday, thankfully has been found safe and her father arrested in North Carolina. According to WBTV in North Carolina, Carl Kennedy is accused of abducting Emma Grace Ray Kennedy from a Quick Mart late Sunday night after police say he assaulted the baby's mother. An Amber Alert was issued for Emma shortly after that Amber Alert, of course, going nationwide. Police say Carl Kennedy, who does not have custody of the child, was considered armed and dangerous. As of right now, Emma Grace Kennedy appears to be in good health and is being evaluated at a local hospital. Carl Kennedy was arrested at a home in North Carolina after a tip came in after someone saw both at a home. Deputies from multiple agencies and set up a perimeter and surrounded that home. As for Emma, she appeared to be okay and in good care. The sheriff's office did share a photo of Emma being held by a deputy after her recovery, saying, "Anytime you have a case involving children, a lot of emotions for all of us. Very overwhelmed. The child is safe and unharmed." That's a quote from Sheriff Graves. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Florida State Seminole softball team won the 2018 Women's College World Series with an 8-3 victory over the University of Washington on Tuesday night. The Seminoles fell behind 3-0 in the first inning, but they would keep the Huskies off the board for the remainder of the game to capture the Seminoles' first ever NCAA softball championship title. The Mobile Bay Bears beat the Chattanooga Lookouts 11-5 Tuesday night in Chattanooga. Left fielder Brendan Sanger got the scoring started for Mobile when he hit a 3-run home run in the second inning. Bay Bears would score 6 more runs in the fourth inning, including a 2-run shot from third baseman Jose Rojas. The Bay Bears and Lookouts will play Game 4 of the 5-game road series this morning at 10:15. Mobile will be back at the Hank for a 5-game homestand against the Jackson Generals beginning Friday night. 626 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, coming up, we have some specifics here when it comes to Baldwin County. We're going to go down the list. We'll get into the Baldwin County Commission races, probate judge races, and a whole lot more. Y'all stay right here.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, state troopers are working in accident where a car left the roadway in Saraland. It's going to be just off of Celeste Road and Brewer Road near S&S Marine. For now, Mobile Police Department are clear. Daphne Spanish Ford also checking in with light traffic. If your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes. At Obama Flooring on Highway 59 in Somerdale, they have all the flooring that can handle our everyday disasters. Waterproof and water-resistant flooring. See the reviews on Facebook. Facebook and see them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 627 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey Bennett and his crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK doing great work at residential, commercial facilities, storage units, backyard storage sheds. Listen, you got junk and you're in Mobile and Baldwin County, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Just as easy as going online or picking up the phone and making that appointment. And I've said this before, what I really do love is the appointment means appointment. In other words, they're going to give you a specific time and they'll be there. All right, so check them out. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Local franchisee Trey Bennett. My buddy, tell him I said hello.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. Governor Kay Ivey is the Republicans' choice to lead the state. Ivey won the primary with 56% of the vote, which means she wins without a runoff. Her closest challenger was Tommy Battle with only 25% of the vote.
Tonight's results show that Alabama is working again and that we are on the right track.
Ivey will face Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox. He is the Democratic challenger in November, hoping to become the next governor of Alabama. Taking a look at some of the other statewide races, there will be a runoff for the Republican nomination for lieutenant governor. Twinkle Cavanaugh and Will Ainsworth were the top two vote-getters. Mobile's Rusty Glover finished in third place with 20%. The Republican race for attorney general was extremely close. Steve Marshall and Troy King both won 28% of the vote. They'll face each other in a runoff. And the winner of the runoff will face Joseph Siegelman in November. Siegelman beat Chris Christie for the Democratic nomination for AG. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we have been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
This year, let the Carrot Patch Jewelers help you start the rest of your life together with the perfect diamond that will capture her love. At the Carrot Patch Jeweler, our expert staff will guide you through our stunning selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, sure to make her passion last a lifetime, a passion that intensifies with every stare. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design one exactly for you. Pinebrook Shopping Center at CarrotPatchMobile.com. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
There were primaries in 8 states yesterday. In California, correspondent Jim Roop reports Republican businessman John Cox rode an endorsement from President Trump to a strong finish. He'll face off against Democratic Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom in November's race for governor.
Cox had a message for Newsom.
Mr. Newsom made it clear that he wanted to run against me instead of another Democrat. Well, be careful, Mr. Newsom. Be careful for what you wish for.
There's good news about jobs. Correspondent Tom Busby reports there are now more open advertised jobs in the U.S. than there are Americans saying they're actively looking for work.
Social Security, though, is in trouble for the first time in decades. It has to dip into its trust fund just to make payments this year.
Mexico is slapping tariffs on billions of dollars worth of American goods in retaliation against President Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum. U.S. pork producers will be especially hurt. Mexico, the largest export market for American pork. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Medicare's financial problems have gotten worse, and Social Security's can't be ignored forever. The government's annual assessment is a sobering checkup on programs vital to the middle class. The report from program trustees says Medicare will become insolvent in 2026, 3 years earlier than previously forecast. The report says Social Security will become insolvent in 2034. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says the automaker will quite likely meet its goal of making 5,000 Model 3 cars in a single week by the end of the month. Musk says Tesla production lines are now demonstrating the ability to make 3,500 vehicles a week. International Paper says it won't go ahead with its proposed $10.5 billion offer for Smurfit Kappa, blaming a lack of engagement by the Irish company's board. Under Irish takeover rules, the Memphis-based group is barred from making a fresh attempt to buy Smurfit for 12 months. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635, FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Well, at least I see some blue skies right now. What is the rest of the day holding for us?
Well, first of all, you know, yesterday with all the thunderstorms, we had a weather front, a cold front that had moved offshore, and then an upper air disturbance came over. That front moved right along the coast, and of course we had numerous showers and thunderstorms yesterday. Picked up 1.69 inches of rain at the airport, and now we're over 3 inches for the month. You know, last month we didn't have any rain for the first half. Now we're into, what, day six, and we've got well over 3 inches of rain so far for the month of June. Today, no, that front has moved offshore again and far enough out over the Gulf that we're going to have mostly sunny skies today, and we'll warm up. Yesterday, with all the rain, we had a high of only 79. We're up around 90 for this afternoon, and the wind will be out of the northeast, and still the humidity will not be as high as it was last week. Now, tonight, mostly clear. We will cool into the upper 60s. There's a possibility of some patchy fog developing. And then tomorrow, another dry day, sunny, and about 92 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. As we look ahead to the rest of the week, Friday, mostly sunny. Slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high of 92. And over the weekend, the humidity will be back. Mostly sunny with afternoon thunderstorms on Saturday around 90. Better chance for afternoon thunderstorms on Sunday with a high in the upper 80s. So the real humid weather will kind of hold off until the weekend, but we are going to see warmer temperatures for today and tomorrow.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the bigger picture and the tropics right now?
Doing okay. After all that activity we had last week, it's fairly quiet, just a few clusters of showers and thunderstorms over the Caribbean and the Gulf, but right now, nothing in the way of any organized activity.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Get his forecast on demand when you need it all hurricane season long. Just you check it. We've got, let's see, 6 months of hurricane season on the way.
It's just beginning.
That's right. So keep Dr. Bill in your hip pocket right there. By the way, speaking of keeping the station in your hip pocket, you could go to the, I'm a Google Play. I'm an Android person, so mm-hmm. I go to the Play Store, go to iTunes, download the TuneIn Radio app. That gives you FM Talk 106.5 streaming on your smartphone wherever you go. So if you're down at the beach, you're up in the mountains, you're at home, you're in traffic, wherever it is, you've got TuneIn Radio right there.
Yeah, heck, if you're in Canada, you can listen to us live on TuneIn Radio and podcasts on there. So if you want to go back, if maybe we mentioned something on a live show and that live show ends and you want to go back and hear what we were talking about, just find it in the podcast and you can listen to it right then and there.
All right, the latest in our recap from yesterday's primary Tuesday on the way, plus we'll check in with Kane for traffic next.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truitt. Truitt Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truitt Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600, or go to truittinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember, Truitt Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truitt today.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, just off of Shell Street in Celestro, they've got a car that left the roadway and went through a fence, and state troopers are taking care of that accident in Saraland. So far, as you're traveling to the 1065 split through Mobile, we're accident-free. A good ride from DIP in downtown for the tunnels. Tillman's Corner and Theodore also checking in accident-free. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco. They offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less, with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
639 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. It's time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Last night's primary election on the local level once again involves the case of a deceased person in a primary vote. First things first, Alabama House District 103 Representative Barbara Drummond is alive. So the question is, why did she almost miss the opportunity to be able to vote for herself? Because of a death in her own family. You see, her name was not listed on the active voters list. When she arrived to vote at Revelation Church here in Mobile, poll workers could not find her name, even though they say they recognized her. With a worker even saying, quote, "This is odd. Your name's not on the list." Drummond is the incumbent for House District 103. She is running unopposed to retain her seat. The good news is, Drummond says she was able to vote for herself, thanks to workers having her name on file with an updated registration card and allowing her to vote. As luck would have it, Mark Irwin, the chief clerk for the Mobile County Probate Court, just happened to arrive and was told what happened. He did a quick investigation and figured out what the problem was. Drummond apparently had been confused with her sister-in-law, also named Barbara Drummond, who passed away earlier this year. Drummond's brother Thomas died last year, December 28th. Her brother's wife, Barbara Ann Hickenbottom Drummond, died February 20th. The way it looks, the Board of Registrars struck her name following her sister-in-law's death, she says, even though they have different birth dates and other different information associated with each Barbara. This is something Drummond says had never happened before. A man charged in his own son's death now sentenced to 25 years behind bars. Back in December 2015, Walton County Sheriff's deputies responded to a call of an unresponsive 9-week-old male. The baby was transported to Pensacola, where he later died. Authorities say the investigation turned criminal as a result of an autopsy report that showed significant injuries to the baby caused by his own father. According to officials, little 9-week-old Remington Bilek suffered a traumatic injury to his brain, severe retinal hemorrhaging, and broken ribs. The autopsy report said the child had 15 fractured bones. His father, Harold Clifford Bilek Jr., was charged with the death of his son in June of 2016 and later indicted on first-degree murder charges. Then on April 12th, Bilek was convicted of second-degree murder by a jury. Bilek will serve 25 years in a state prison and 15 years of probation with special conditions. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. Or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, the 1 and 2 bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grandview Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grandview Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222.
All right, 643 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Dalton Kelly, Dr. Bill Kane with traffic. Of course, we're talking to you today at 343-0106. And we'll be talking to Jeff Poore, too, coming up after 8 o'clock and getting some recap. Let's go through a little bit of what happened last night, maybe after you went to sleep, as Governor Kay Ivey accepted the Republican nomination for governor of the state of Alabama.
I am honored tonight by the people of Alabama to be the Republican nominee for the office of governor of the state of Alabama.
The next closest, but not exactly a real close runner-up, Huntsville Mayor Tommy Battle.
Thank you for allowing me to do this for the last year. You have indulged me as I have run for this race, and you have been very supportive and very kind. And thank you for doing that. Tomorrow, I go back to doing what I was doing before this. I go back to being mayor of one of the greatest cities in the world.
It's going to be interesting, though, if he is going to be dealing with Governor Ivey as Mayor Battle, and if this little run at the governor's office will have any issues there. On the Democrat side, it was another mayor, the mayor of Tuscaloosa, Walt Maddox, accepting the nomination for the Democrats.
To the people, Alabama, I believe I am that leader. With our victory tonight, I believe that a new day is possible in our politics, and we can lift the veil of darkness we've been under for the past 8 years due to failed leadership. Together, standing shoulder to shoulder, we will be smart but relentless. We will repave our roads and we will rebuild our bridges. Together, we will tear down the obstacles to the ballot box. You can't call yourself a patriot if you're afraid of democracy.
All right, and the concession speech from the next closest on the Democrat ranks, of course, a longtime Democrat political name in the state of Alabama, Sue Bell Cobb.
It has been an honor to offer myself for governor. I wanted to have no regrets. I love this state. I want us to have the bold, courageous, unselfish leadership, the transparent leadership that can make us the state that our citizens deserve us to be.
And there you got it. It's going to be on the governor's side. It is what we were wondering about. It is Governor Kay Ivey versus Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox.
Now, it was the primary, but Walt Maddox, less than half the votes that Kay Ivey gathered yesterday. So it'll be interesting what kind of ground he'll be able to make up, or if Kay Ivey will, you know, just do the same thing she did for this primary and take it without, I don't know, we'll have to see if they'll debate or what's going to come.
Why would she debate?
Now.
I mean, there's no value, no need for that in the primary. So we'll talk about that more coming up. Also want to run through a couple other races here. And I know that I've gotten some specific questions, one about probate judge. Okay, let's go through. Here's this. And starting next hour, we'll repeat and we'll go to the top of the stack. But for the a couple more here for Mobile County, Mobile County Sheriff's race, easy win for incumbent Sam Cochran with 83% of the vote over Charlie Wyckoff, 17%. Baldwin County Commission, this gets interesting here, y'all. We've got right now, that's certified. Okay, James Ball, 52% of the vote over Frank Burt Jr., the incumbent, with 48%. So there, that's just coming. So there we go. That is now, I guess that's certified. Also on the Baldwin County Commission District Place 2, you have Joe Davis, 52%, a narrow win over John Lake with 48%. This one interesting. Baldwin County Commission District 3 on the Republican side, Tucker Dorsey, the incumbent, 39% of the vote. Billy Joe Underwood, the new name into the mix, actually two new names in the mix, but Billy Joe Underwood with 48% of the vote and William McDaniel with 13% of the vote. What does this mean? It means Baldwin County Commission District 3 on the Republican side, it's a runoff between the incumbent Tucker Dorsey and Billy Joe Underwood. Baldwin County Commission District 4, the incumbent, Charles Gruber, narrowly beating Jerry Johnson, 51% to 49%. Also, Baldwin County District Judge Place 2, you have 61% for the incumbent, Bill Skelly, 39% for Brian Dassinger, the challenger. Probate Judge Baldwin County. This is, I've gotten a couple of questions about this one. Here is what we have with 98% of the precincts reporting. Harry Doleve Jr. with 32% of the vote, Alan Lipscomb with 24% of the vote, Lynn Perry with 16% of the vote, Max Hansen with 16% of the vote, and Matthew McKenzie with 12% of the vote. Obviously, that's going to a runoff. That runoff will be between Harry Doleve Jr. and Alan Lipscomb. All right, we'll get into more of these numbers when we come back, and a full analysis coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
This News 5, FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis, IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. A homeless man suspected of attacking a woman and attempting to rape her in downtown Mobile is in jail this morning. Police say 43-year-old Douglas Dunson attacked a woman in the parking garage of the RSA Tower around 9 o'clock yesterday morning.
If this person attacked in the broad daylight, in the, you know, especially, you know, the RSA Tower, this is a busy place.
No arrests yet in Mobile's latest homicide. Police say a man was shot in his head late yesterday afternoon on St. Stephen's Road. He died at the hospital. We did see someone being put in the back of a police car, but no one has been booked in the Mobile Metro Jail on a murder charge, according to jail records. Neighbors in some Northwest Florida neighborhoods are keeping an eye out for bears. There have been dozens of bear sightings in the past couple months in Navarre. Many of those sightings were caught on surveillance cameras. You can see those videos on our website, WKRG.com. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
This is NHRA Funny Car Driver Courtney Force. Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. visit an Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
Good morning. It's 6:51 here on FM Talk 106.5, and right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Mobile Bay Bears beat the Chattanooga Lookouts 11-5 Tuesday night in Chattanooga. Left fielder Brendan Sanger got the scoring started for Mobile when he hit a three-run home run in the second inning. The Bay Bears would score six more runs in the fourth inning, including a two-run shot from third baseman Jose Rojas. Center fielder Brennan Lund had three hits for the second consecutive game and was just a home run shy of hitting for the cycle. The Bay Bears and Lookouts will play Game 4 of the five-game road series this morning at 10:15 a.m., and Mobile will be back at the Hank for a five-game homestand against the Jackson Generals beginning on Friday night. The Florida State Seminole softball team won the 2018 Women's College World Series with an 8-3 victory over the University of Washington on Tuesday night in Oklahoma City. The Seminoles fell behind 3-0 in the first inning, but would keep the Huskies off the board for the remainder of the game to capture the Seminoles' first ever NCAA softball championship title. Florida State beat the Huskies in the first two games of the best-of-three series. Seminoles pitcher Megan King earned the win last night and also set a Women's College World Series record for the lowest earned run average over at least 10 innings pitched. King finished with an ERA of 0.2, allowing only one earned run over 34 and a half innings. Former Auburn Athletic Director Jay Jacobs has a new gig, and he doesn't have to move outside of the Southeastern Conference. On Tuesday, the Florida Gators hired Jacobs to the role of Executive Associate Athletic Director. Jacobs resigned in November after serving as Auburn's athletic director for 13 years. During his tenure, five Auburn teams won a total of 25 conference championships and 12 national championships. He was replaced as the Tigers' athletic director by Alan Green. In Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves crushed the San Diego Padres 14-1. First baseman Freddie Freeman had four hits, including a third-inning home run, to give the Braves a 2-0 lead.
And the 1-2. High fly ball belted deep right center field. That ball is gone. A majestic home run for Freddie Freeman.
The Braves still lead the National League East by one game over the Washington Nationals. They'll play the Padres again this afternoon at 2:40 p.m. 6:53 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the seven locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
In 1918, two banks began working together with one common goal: helping people reach their dreams. A perfect match, a perfect union. Now, 100 years later, and with thousands of dreams reached, Hancock Bank and Whitney Bank have one name: Hancock Whitney. One bank, one mission, one name. 100 years in the making. Hancock Whitney. Your dream, our mission.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 2-4-4 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just two sandwiches for $4. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2-for-$4 mix and match breakfast.
For a limited time at participating restaurants, tax not included.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, state troopers there at Shell Street and Celeste Road. Again, a car went through a fence just off the side of the road, not really affecting traffic much, but you'll see the officers there with the wreckers. Now, beyond that, we really look pretty good. Through Mobile, we're accident free. Daphne, Spanish Fort, Fairhope. Also, no delays as you're traveling across the Bayway. Car Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left. They've got great deals right now on all their used golf carts from Yamaha. 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 656 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday with Primary Tuesday in the rear view. We'll continue our analysis of the numbers from yesterday and look forward to the runoffs coming up. That voting, I think we do that July 17th in the runoff and, of course, the general in early November. Heads up, there's no, you don't even have to have a primary or a general, because they're voted in for life as the favorite seafood restaurant along the Gulf Coast, and that is the Original Oyster House. Two locations, foot of 59 in Gulf Shores and on the Mobile Bay Causeway. Why? The seafood.
Mm.
Oh, and the service and the views.
I like to make my own little runoff election there. I get some oysters and some shrimp, and then I make them compete to see which one I finish first.
Let me introduce the candidates. Here's shrimp. Here's Oyster. They're running for the office of In My Belly.
Yes.
It's two places for you to go make your vote for shrimp or oysters or any of the other great seafood items on the menu at the Original Oyster House, foot of 59 in Gulf Shores, and on the Mobile Bay Causeway, and also online at originaloysterhouse.com. All right. Some of the other stories here, I think they'll be interesting, and we're going to get some more on this turnout. Remember yesterday that Secretary of State John Merrill said he expected the turnout between 25% and 30%. It may be high. It may not. We can break down different areas statewide as well, and we may not make that 25%. That, you know, and I'll just take a second, get on the soapbox. That's a shame, y'all. That's a real shame.
Yeah, I went to my polling place right around 3:30 yesterday afternoon. The senior center there on Hillcrest, not on Hillcrest, but on Gerby. I can't remember. But anyway.
Connie Hudson Center?
Yes, Connie Hudson Center. I'm sorry. And I asked how the turnout was looking. They said low, looking really, really low.
Okay, so I checked the numbers yesterday. I vote at the Mobile Museum of Art at Municipal Park. It was last year, I vote right at the same time. Last year, when I voted in the special, there were 800 and something votes at that point. Yesterday, there were 460.
Wow.
With a full slate. Wow. 6:58, hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings on the way next.